helping to avert a big loss. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden will be in Portland, Oregon today, where he'll promote his spending plan. But he also hopes to help avoid an embarrassing loss in the Oregon governor's race, where a Republican hasn't been elected in 40 years. Oregon Republican gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazen on the issues she thinks are important.
Homelessness, crime, education. Our schools were closed down longer than even California. Our students struggled through COVID, and now our test scores show that they are not back. They haven't made up that learning loss. We need change in our classroom. We need change at the gas pump.
President Biden's been holding events for Democratic nominee Tina Kotek, who's lost support to former Democratic state senator and now independent Betsy Johnson. Venezuelans escaping socialism and hoping to find refuge by crossing into the U.S. over the southern border have been in shock after the Biden administration announced it would begin using the Title 42 public health order to send them back into Mexico. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy.
The Biden administration effectively wants open borders. Effectively, they want that. And now it's a totally out of control. Even they have to do something. And so they're going back to policies that the last administration did, which were the last policies that worked.
There were 25,000 Venezuelan migrant encounters in August. There's now a second Apple store in the U.S. that's voted to unionize in just a matter of months. Workers at the Oklahoma City store yesterday voted in favor to unionize. They joined workers from Towson, Maryland in making that decision. The results will be certified by the National Labor Relations Board if no objections are filed. There's been more heavy fighting in regions of southern Ukraine that Russia illegally annexed. A Russian missile strike also damaged a key energy facility in the capital region. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is calling for the EU to eventually abolish the principle of unanimity in a number of areas, including foreign policy. He hopes reforms will make the EU fit for the admission of new countries and create more military autonomy. A police pursuit in Los Angeles this week of a man wanted in a murder case turns deadly for a carjack victim.
The Los Angeles Police Department says the carjack victim got tangled with their seatbelt and was dragged for 2 to 3 miles during the chase. The stolen vehicle then crashed into several police cars before flipping over. The victim's body was discovered 3 houses down from the crash in the city of Inglewood. His name hasn't been released. The suspect, 31-year-old Joshua Renault, surrendered to SWAT officers after barricading himself inside the vehicle for almost 2 hours. Renault was being sought in connection with a July 29th armed robbery in which one person was fatally shot. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
A restaurant is under fire for staying open while a dead body was in a bathroom.
The manager of Jasper's restaurant in Largo, Maryland, admits they might have made a mistake for staying open while the body of a woman remained in her restroom for several hours Wednesday.
And then you realize maybe we were wrong.
Miguel Perea says they were trying to respect the privacy of the dead woman's family. Medics say the woman likely died of a heart attack. A police report indicates the restaurant was full and customers were still being seated while the body remained in the women's restroom for 2 hours until the coroner arrived. The restaurant has since issued an apology to customers. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Testimony scheduled to be heard today by the U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland from victims of abusive government-backed Native American boarding schools. The meeting's being held at the Rosebud Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.